The life of a midwife in Cambodia is challenging. There's not enough midwives, so there's a chronic shortage of health workers. Their working conditions are challenging. So they may be not only short-staffed, salaries are very low, sometimes they don't get paid. They're often working in difficult situations, particularly in rural settings, with poor equipment and no drugs, sometimes no light, sometimes the generator hasn't, there's no petrol or the power goes down. They have to attend to women in the middle of the night with no lights, so by torchlight.
Dr. Angela Dawson there from the University of Technology Sydney's Faculty of Health. I wanted to paint you a picture here of the true importance of skilled birth attendants. They're one of the unsung heroes of any society, and nowhere is this more apparent than in the Southeast Asian nation of Cambodia.
Cambodia is one of the poorest countries in Southeast Asia. 36% of the population live under the poverty line, and it also has one of the largest youthful populations in the region. So one in three Cambodians are aged from 15 to 25. So that's a huge group of people at the bottom end of the population.
And this young population is one of the scars still left from the Khmer Rouge genocide in the 70s, in which almost one in four Cambodians were killed.
But since that period, the population has been increasing. And although that stabilised about 10 years ago, what's been interesting in terms of the youthful population is the increasing adolescent fertility rate. And that has been increasing faster than any other nation in Southeast Asia.
So you've got a country with a massive fertility rate and poor access to maternal health care. And what you're left with is a nation that in the year 2000 had one maternal death for every 200 live births. And what's even more shocking was the infant mortality rate, around 90 per 1,000 live births, almost 1 in 10. And that's the same as it was in 1985, no difference at all, in over a decade. But around the year 2000, Cambodia committed to Millennium Development Goal 5 to reduce neonatal mortality by 3/4. And that's when things started to change. Today, that figure, 90 infant deaths per 1,000 live births, has fallen to 24. So what happened?
This is first of all related to the policy imposed by the government that all women should go to deliver their baby in the health facility.
This is Dr. Pondara It speaking to us from Phnom Penh. He did his PhD on maternal healthcare in Cambodia at the University of Technology, Sydney.
And there is an improvement of the infrastructure, including road, you know, because now we have a very, there is no problem related to geographic areas like before. And there is some policy to restrict TBA to give the birth, you know, of the baby at home.
So in case you missed it there, there's a policy to restrict TBAs giving home births. Now, TBAs, that's traditional birth attendants. They're untrained midwives relied upon to perform home births in Cambodia. According to the Phnom Penh Post, in 2002, TBAs delivered almost 2/3 of Cambodia's babies. They'd use techniques like speeding up labor by pushing on the mother's abdomen and pulling on the baby's head, or stretching the vulva by hand. I've read reports of TBAs cutting the umbilical cord with a rusty razor or a piece of bamboo, and then just sort of tying it up with string. I mean, not all TBAs did this, but it was completely unregulated.
The governor of the district, they prohibited all TBA to conduct the baby at home because there are a lot of women who die during their malpractices, you know.
So to move away from this, Cambodia has been replacing TBAs with skilled birth attendants and encouraging women to give birth at health facilities. And if you look at the numbers, it's making a huge difference.
Skilled birth attendants save lives because they know what to do. They know how to prevent bleeding. They can care for a woman. They can deliver needed commodities, drugs to prevent bleeding, to prevent high blood pressure. These midwives are highly important to any society.
But there is still a long way to go.
There is about a 70% coverage rate of skilled birth attendants in rural areas, with that higher in urban areas. Yet there's still high numbers of deaths that are unacceptable because they're preventable, women die of bleeding after birth. We call that postpartum hemorrhage. And they die of high blood pressure or preeclampsia, which can be easily addressed through the use of drugs.
Even though there are some improvement in some urban and rural area, but still there are some problem related to the eastern part of the country, such as Ratnakiri, Mondulkiri, Kerches.
Ratnakiri and Mondulkiri are some of the more remote provinces in the east of Cambodia.
There are still improvement, you know. Yeah, for example, now we have even 95%, for example, mother receive ANC from a skilled providers, but in some provinces, it's not this kind of number, but has increased also 60 or 70% as well.
And a 60 to 70% increase is not bad, but hey, now this is where it gets more complicated.
The poor pay of these midwives, as we found in our study, resulted in unnecessary interventions.
You know, so some people, they try to do some sort of medical intervention so that they can earn extra money from the patients.
Because although Cambodia has a public health system, women pay money for additional services. And sometimes those services aren't actually needed. So in the case of a woman who can deliver normally, sometimes extra interventions are provided that are not needed that may have, you know, a knock-on effect. So there might be an epidural or a episiotomy, a cut that's not needed but is delivered in order to make more money.
And I don't want to start moralizing here. When you need to feed your family, you do whatever it takes. But this illustrates why Cambodia is pushing to move births out of the home and into better health facilities with properly trained midwives and skilled birth attendants who aren't under as much pressure.
The government recognizes this and has a very good strategic plan to improve the quality of maternal care. So increasing the number of midwives is number one. And in 2012, the first cohort of midwives graduated from a three-year university-level midwifery course. So that's the beginning of an exciting time and of, you know, improvement in midwifery. Also improving the quality of supervision of those midwives and supervision of lower cadre staff members involved in looking after women right in the community, and improving the quality of health services themselves, providing more equipment, ensuring better procurement and distribution of drugs and equipment.
So, Pondara, Cambodia's made incredible improvements to maternal healthcare, quartering neonatal mortality and maternal deaths from 2000 to 2016. Are you optimistic that things will continue to improve?
Yes, I hope so, because the National Maternal Health Centers, their work, they try their best of work with all the policymakers and implementers in the health facility. And they also work in collaboration with all the NGOs who are involved in maternal and newborn health care in Cambodia. So I think in the future, we will reduce more maternal mortality as well as the developed country in the near future. Yes.